Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Jizz Talking for a Sunday. We are here with Misty Rain, Hall of Fame inductee back a few years ago. Misty, how are we doing today?
I'm great.
Where the hell you been?
I guess absent for a while now. It's been a while.
It's time to bring you back a little bit, and this is kind of an reintroduction of Misty Rain. It's so good that you're here. We really do appreciate you being with us tonight. Appreciate Luke and Silky for actually helping facilitate this whole deal too. And so anyway, we welcome you to our show tonight. Let's just start off. We just kind of want to know how things got going with you, what year that was, and what was it like back in the day?
Oh gosh, back in the day, things were really fun, and I was a dancer at a couple places over by the airport in LA at a topless bar first, and then I started dancing nude, and then someone was like, you know, you should make some movies, and I was hanging around with Chad, and he and I went to our first Las Vegas show. Gosh, it must have been in 90, probably 92, or I guess it was 92. And might have been a really early 91, and then we made movies during 92.
Right.
Might have been back that far.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So it was kind of a long time ago. Yep, and it was a little show. It was completely different than it grew into. Yeah.
They kind of hid you in the back room where nobody, you know, had to have the flashy, the signal ring and the secret decoder ring and everything else.
But it was fun because, you know, that was our first experience of walking through the hotel, and they would like line up. They knew when we were all kind of coming out when the day was over, and it started catching on pretty quick. So,
right. And for the sake of clarification, Chad would be Chad Thomas.
Yes.
All right. And we may, as Chad around, we may sneak Chad in a little bit.
Yeah, he is. Hey, Luke.
We'll get him later. We'll get it.
The only thing is there something on here where I can't see everybody's faces?
Oh, well, when we start talking, you will. But you need to get the view where you see everybody like at the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, but this thing says this meeting is being recorded, and it says got it or leave meeting.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Hit got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oops, I hope that I don't mess anything up.
That's all right. You won't.
Okay, now I can see everybody. Hello.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we can see you anyway. So let's start off with a question. Let's go to James, because James is kind of our resident film.
I have to wear my glasses so that I can see you also.
That's fine. You're just fine. James, go ahead.
All right. Thank you for having me, Patrick. Misty, wonderful to meet you.
Hi. Wonderful to meet you, too.
Hey.
Hi.
Right. Hey, you had a great illustrious career up until about, I think you, to about what, 2007?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you came, and then after about, what was it, 7 years, you came back.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Shot, and you shot a few films. I think you shot a great scene for Girlfriends with, I remember Princess.
Yeah.
Mindy Mink. That was a wonderful scene.
I liked those too. Those are fun. Yeah.
What was it like coming back after so many years to shoot again like that?
What was what like?
What was it like to come back after being on a hiatus for so many years and then jumping back into the scene?
It was different. I had more vanity issues at that point. You know, I was like, okay, I was kind of like trying to make sure everything looked good, you know, but it was kind of fun too, because you do feel like those girls are just kind of maybe newer and starting out, and you can see things in a different perspective when you're way on the other side of it. And so I think things like that ran through my mind, you know. But then once you're in the scene.
What was it like performing with them? I mean, that must have been a wonderful,
wonderful experience. I mean, like, once you're in the scene, it's, you know, a free for all. It's, you know what I mean? It's just like old times.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, like Patrick said, it's wonderful to be able to speak with an AVN Hall of Famer every time.
Oh, thanks.
And I really do appreciate you being here.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, it's been so long, I didn't even think anybody would remember.
Oh, you're unforgettable. Unforgettable.
Well, there's so many stars and so many that...
But the only the brightest stand out.
Okay, well, that makes me feel really good because, you know, it must be true. So, I'm going to get...
Okay. We brought gals in that are, you know, scared. Nobody's going to remember me. And we bring them in and there's 15 people waiting to ask a question. It's like nothing but love and everybody's all happy.
Oh, see, I love that. Nothing but love. See,
hey, speaking of AVN Hall of Famers, Richard Pacheco's with us. Richard, go ahead.
Hi, Misty. I'm even older than you are.
Oh, okay.
I was active from about 1977 until about 1986, and then I retired.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you found this to be true, but once I was in the business and then left, I didn't keep up with it at all. I describe it as like in the Wizard of Oz. Once you've seen the wizard behind the stage, behind the lights, that's not the same thing.
Sure.
I mean, I couldn't use pornography as a regular customer could, and it didn't hold that allure from me because I knew what went into making a sex scene and that kind of stuff. So I never saw your work, but you're beautiful now, and it's I'm looking forward to hearing your story today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. That is an interesting time. That you were in the business.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I had the opportunity to speak with Debbie Diamond, you know, a lot. And she told me some things about the old film industry, you know, and I'm sure she, you know, wasn't even there during even that time. But it was fascinating, like the Pussycat theaters and like going to a theater I suppose San Francisco, because they, you know, we dance in those old theaters, you know. I don't know if they do movies anymore in there, but yeah. So
no, cool. There's no more films. It's all video.
Yeah. And it's really cool to meet you because the beginning of my career, as I understand it, because I wasn't there before, but it was the beginning of the video, you know, of using it so much, and like Buttman was using it, right? And
John Stagliano,
John Stagliano, and I was in cahoots with Bruce Seven and them, and we were shooting all the videos. And
well, you probably came across John Leslie, John Nuzzo, and Phil Paul Thomas. Right, these were my colleagues as actors.
Okay,
and
yeah.
In your era, they moved behind the camera because they got a little long in the tooth. And started doing backstage kind of things, but that's what we graduated to. My wife had enough of me being in the business, so I moved away completely. Plus, I moved down to L.A. from San Francisco, which was the center of video production, the San Fernando Valley. And once that happened, San Francisco really wasn't a scene anymore.
Right, yeah. I didn't think about that, but it was a big scene. I mean, you know, you can still see all the theaters and stuff up there.
Well, it's because they were getting arrested in L.A. The police said there will be no porn production in L.A., and that was really a function of the Hollywood Association, Jack Valenti. They put pressure to the police to keep it out of town. So all the companies were L.A. companies, but they'd come to San Francisco to shoot, and we make the films with us, and then they go back to L.A. to do all the post-production and stuff.
Oh, cool. Huh? Cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, Richard. We'll keep you on the screen here for a while. Sweet Pea is with us down from Florida. Sweet Pea, how are we doing today?
Doing well, thank you. Hi, Misty. How are you today?
Hi. Good. Very good.
Great. I have a couple of your wrestling films, and I was just wondering if you would comment on those, the Wrestling Terror and the Battling Bitches.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's funny because right before we came on, right before this, I was speaking with them. I was like, you guys, they're going to ask me questions. I'm not going to remember. I'm not going to remember which scene was which, who, which movie went where, you know, which person. But those I do remember because those were unique films. Those were in New York. That was like my first New York experience. They were in Brooklyn. And I was with Luke, I think, yeah, and Ariana. That was really fun. It was winter. There was snow on the ground. I was like, wow, this is really cool. Anyway, those were so super fun. We were in a big warehouse, and they had all these sets, and they would move us from one set to the next. And we did all kinds of stuff. They did, like, I guess, like light bondage. We did the wrestling. But the wrestling mud was sandy. It was kind of gritty, so it didn't really feel that great. But it was sure fun to make, you know, and kind of be able to let loose and just do whatever we wanted. And, you know, that was really fun.
You're great in all your scenes, and you're very beautiful.
Oh, okay, thanks.
All right. Thank you very much, 3P. That's, that mud they used, one year I used to I work at a radio station, and one year, you knew the Fair Board was desperate. They brought in the Chicago Knockers mud wrestling team, and they brought in me and another disc jockey from the local radio station to mud wrestle during their main attraction during the fair. I mean, they were desperate. Anyway, that mud was Mississippi silt mud. They got it from the Mississippi. It was the silt.
Was it soft?
Yeah, it was all like greasy mud. It was almost greasy. And we got thrown around, and they threw me out of the ring, and five girls piled up on top of my partner and pinned him 1, 2, 3, and that was it. But it was a fun time. Back in 1987, that was a few years ago.
Okay, things were fun, you know. There was an era there where we were getting away with a lot more fun stuff. And, you know, I don't know, like he said, the police and stuff, you know. There was a time when we could do a lot more fun things. Oh, well.
Buck is with us. Buck, no show on this weekend, so I'm glad to have you here because you and Misty kind of have a connection, whether Misty really knows it or not.
Yeah, so I was the guy that actually bought the AVNs from you. Thank you for that.
Oh, yes. No, thank you.
No, they're proudly sitting in my office. Sorry, I'm not going to carry the computer to the office to swing it around and show everybody.
I did,
though, dig up. So these are suitable for showing. There's no nudity on these. Here's actually the slick from the Best of Butt Slammers. Signed by you. I got you to do this a few years ago. It's actually also signed by Felicia and Bianca Seven and Victoria Paris.
Oh, good.
But yeah, the taking it to the limit, and then of course that was actually done by Bruce Seven, who did the taking it to the limit movies, which were fantastic.
I know.
Those to me were like the peak. That and the Jim Holiday movies were like peak. I don't know. That was just the best for me.
Yeah,
it always had a lot of female stars, but like the best female stars. Like it wasn't like they got like one or two big names and then like a bunch of like D-list girls. It was always A-list girls in all the movies. And those were like my favorites.
Yeah. You're so right with that. You know? Yep. Uh-huh. I totally remember those days.
And they, always, you know? They were always up for AVN Awards also. Obviously, having a few of yours. Funny enough, I do actually own Bruce Seven and Bianca Seven's AVNs also. She sold me both of their awards a few years ago as well.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, along with Debbie Diamonds.
Yeah.
She actually hooked me up with Debbie to sell hers as well.
Okay, good. Yeah. I always wonder where she is and if she's what she's doing. I'm always curious about her.
You know, she pops up on Twitter now and then goes away and pops up on Facebook now and then and goes away. It's just like, So, all right, Buck, thanks for stopping by. Always a pleasure to have you when you're not doing your big shows. That's we had to schedule that around him. Lorenzo's with us. Lorenzo, question for Misty Rain.
Nice to meet you, Misty Rain.
Hello.
Yeah, so you left for several years, which is rare, you know, in the industry like that, and then came back. Did you notice any resentment from some of the, you know, your colleagues, or how did they take to you when you came back into the industry?
Well, you know, at that time, I didn't really see that many people. It was all new people at the time, you know. And so I guess, I forget what year that was, like 14? Was it 2014 or something like that? Yeah, I didn't know anybody anymore, really. So, you know what, it worked out fine. I just didn't feel like that was kind of the direction that I wanted to go in anymore. I was like, you know, I didn't feel older. I just didn't feel like keeping up kind of with kind of the vanity part of it. You know what
I mean? Yeah, I don't understand that.
So I just like to be myself, and as you can tell,
Well, back in the day, thanks, Lorenzo, for the question.
Yes,
back in the day, did you watch your own movies, or did you just do them and put them on a shelf and never be heard from again? Or were you a fan of watching your own stuff?
No, I probably didn't watch them that much. Some of them, probably some of the ones that were, I guess, the higher end ones I did want to see, like what it looked like, you know, but I wouldn't really just sit and watch it. And some of the ones like the Butt Slammers ones and stuff, I wanted to see like how that turned out, because I'm facing this way, everybody's behind me, and you know, you don't really know what's going on until you watch it. So yeah, I had to watch some of those, which are pretty, you know, pretty cool. I should revisit those, you know, I haven't in a really, really long time.
All right. Well, great. You never know. Do you watch them? Not watch them? You make them and walk away? I mean,
I would mostly make them and walk away. I think maybe only a handful or two of what I really.
Sure. Sure. Watch. Hey, Benjamin's with us. Benjamin, what's going on over there?
Thank you so much for being a part of this. Van, I remember being introduced to you for a video, a stiff competition, which just, I was going to dig up my old tape for the signing. So thank you very much for that. I just wanted to know if there are any particular scenes that you feel like most proud of, or that stand out to you as memorable, just really fun, you know, like, or just ones that you like feel proudest that you managed to get through them.
excuse me. I liked the one video that I made with Mark Wallace. It was I think it's Red Vibe Diaries. I'm not sure, but I really liked that scene. We won an award for that scene. It was maybe the most beautiful, you know what I mean? One of those like Showtime kind of ones, you know, or cinematic kind of ones. But the funnest ones were definitely the Bruce Seven movies, because it was kind of like an experiment the whole time, you know. They were like, can you do this, and they had all these toys and props and things, and the girls, each girl would just get it all at once, you know. And so it was fun, and we would be sitting off to the side later laughing and like kind of like, did you see that, or we did that, or that was, you know, pretty cool. So those are the funnest ones. The ones that like you had to get through, wouldn't have really been like about the sex part. It would have been like maybe the position, or holding a position, or something. Oh, you know, when we were in those latex movies and sex movies, that was a lot of that rubber, you know, that was like totally sweating the entire time. That kind of stuff would be like, okay, But then you're like, I can do anything for, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour. So you just muscle up and you make it, you know. And you know what? Talking about that too, and talking about the scenes with the other girls that were all stars, being around those other girls too, it all motivated each other to, you know, stay, you know, in character and you know, make a beautiful scene and from beginning to end, you know. So even though they were kind of hard to make once in a while, they were still fun.
All right. Well, Benjamin, thanks so much for stopping by. It's always a pleasure to hear you about your adventures at the Washington, D.C. Exotica. That's always a fun time. Usually he ends up getting spanked by a clown or something like that.
Oh. Yeah, it usually falls on my birthday, so I always tend to end up getting the birthday spankings. At one point, actually, the stars, I said, oh, she kept asking, oh, worry about there. It's like, because you see, I was so many that she weren't, was her wrist started getting sore.
Oh, gosh.
Wow, about that. All right. Hey, let's go to Tom with, Tom has a podcast called The Good, the Bad, and the Nerdy. And let's talk to Tom. Tom, go ahead. Question for Misty Rain.
Hey, Misty, a big fan. Love your movies all, you know, all the way back in the early 90s. I was kind of curious. You worked a lot with Felicia, but I also, one of my favorites scenes with you was New Wave Hookers 4 with Chasey Lane. And I remember you guys won a lot of awards for that one, too. You remember, like, working with Greg Dark or what, anything that happened on that movie or... And just the general experience was like working in, you know, in the mid-90s. When I always say that's one of the best periods for the adult industry because it seemed like it was both glamorous and exciting at the same time.
It was. I think it was, too. And I was going to say that would have been like one of the more glamorous moments, you know. I liked the way that I liked that, like, genre. You know, and I thought they were beautiful when they came out. So, yeah, and it was a unique time. You know, I haven't watched a lot lately, so I don't really know really what they're doing as much anymore. This is kind of a motivation to take a look and see what people are doing anymore. But we did have I always thought it was just a unique era for that industry, you know, the way that the way we would go to the AVN shows, and it was the way it was presented, and it was just so, like, you know, fabulous. The movies were beautiful. I mean, you had all a whole range of everything, but still I liked those kind of movies with Greg Dark and Andrew Blake, and yeah, so
ever have any accidents with the nipple rings? Because I remember you were one of the stars back then who just had them. Like, nobody else seemed to really have a lot of piercings back then. But, and I think your rings were so perfect. I don't know, whoever did them, like, best piercer in the world, I think, because it just made your, you know, just enhanced your breasts so well. And curious, did you always, like, get worried about having to touch them or anything like that?
Nope, I never worried about them once. Not even dancing. I used to put lollipops in them, and the guys could take the lollipops. So I never worried about them. Everybody was pretty gentle, I guess, and respectful. So, well, no, I think one time I pulled somebody's earring with my stocking, but no, nothing ever happened to me. So.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Hey, don't forget, next week our guest is going to be Valentina Fox. So you won't want to miss out on Valentina coming up next week here on Jizz Talking. Hey, it's time to get Adam in here. Adam, go ahead. Question for Misty Rain.
Oh, hello, Misty. You look fantastic. You look better than ever, I have to say. And thank you, Luke and Alexandra, for helping get this together tonight. If they can hear me. I have my question is, and I'm kind of the hard question guy, if you could sit down and speak with someone who's brand new to the business, who has been on OnlyFans, and she's thinking about maybe moving to one of the sites that are still in existence and getting into the industry proper. Two things. What piece of advice, or what's the one thing that you have learned from your career that you would like to express to them? And number two, what about that great 90s era would you like to tell the that new talent about?
Gosh. Wow, that's a good question.
He has the hard questions.
I did warn you.
Well, you know what? I mean, I guess I would like to say to be lighthearted and have fun with it. Do well, take things seriously enough to, you know, do well at it, but not too seriously. And see, you know, in my era, we didn't have social media. So I don't really know what it would be even like to like hear all kinds of different comments and things like that. I mean, these girls are really brave actually to venture out into that world. I was gonna even just say to people, try not to be too vain and don't change yourself too much. Try to stay natural and find like a niche in a natural way. That's like what I like for myself. Stay kind of, take it lightly. I don't know.
Do you think social media has helped or hurt the industry?
Oh, I don't really know. I don't know. I would have to think about that question, and it'll be funny because later on I'll be thinking about it. I suppose it could do both, right? Like anything, I guess it can do both.
Yeah.
Probably enhances a lot of careers, or probably can make an opportunity for, I don't know. I don't know.
But you can also hurt your own career. Well, I'm sorry, Patrick, for dragging your show down.
Well, you could probably get hurt or not. Yeah. So, and with the whole social media stuff, I don't know. The way that I was friends with everybody, and the way that I maintained a good rapport with everybody, was to be nice and kind and, real and authentic. And worked pretty good. So.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Misty. And again, it's great to see you. I'm glad to see you back out. And as always, Patrick, thank you very much for the opportunity.
You bet. We bring out the top stars here. That's for sure. And I was just thrilled to death when, we kind of had a weird meeting. For some reason, if a strange number texts Christy Canyon, she texts me right away, look up this number. This is not Nikki Dial. I know it's not Nikki Dial. So I look up the number. Yeah, it's Nikki Dial. Oh, okay. This is not Misty Rain. This is not Misty Rain. I know this is not Misty Rain. I look it up. That seems to be her. Oh, yeah. She's always must have her number. But anyway, so I'm kind of her number clearinghouse because I subscribed to one of those phone number finder things. It's $10 a month anyway, so I tend to find everybody's phone number if they want to be found. So it was a roundabout way, I think it was about maybe even a year ago when this all transpired. I'm glad I kept following up, and then Luke says, oh yeah, not a problem. So anyway, and now we're here.
Here we are.
let's see if Mike is going to talk to us. I'll unmute Mike here. Mike, do you have a question for Misty Rain? Give you a second or two here. All right. Well, we'll just hit the pass button there, and we'll go to Charles. We'll unmute Charles and see what Charles is up to today. Charles, go ahead.
Hello. Nice to see you, Misty Rain. Thank you so much for joining us. I have a question for you. I am sort of the inveterate autograph collector, which is part of the whole purpose of our group. And I wanted to find out, are you excited for doing your autograph signing with Patrick?
Yes, definitely.
I would imagine it's probably been a while since you've done an autograph signing.
A long time, yes.
But anyway, I'm really excited about that. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm like, you know, anyway. I don't know. I want to ask this question, but if it's not appropriate, whatever. Have you ever, I know you've had to have done, you know, expos and things like that where you're signing autographs. Have you ever had a weird experience at an autograph signing? If you don't want to answer, I'm okay with that too.
No, it doesn't bother me at all because I was really fortunate throughout my whole career, my whole life. You know, I've always had a lot of fun with everybody. And when I went on the road and when I went to signings and stuff, I had no problem with hugs and, you know, being touched a little bit. And I kind of welcomed it. So nothing ever really bothered me and nothing ever touched me. Yeah.
I always try to be respectful, but not everyone else kind of follows that.
Okay. Path.
So, but again, thank you so much for joining us and thank you for the autograph signing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that up on our website already, jizztalking.com. You just click on the thing that says signings. You'll see that. Charles is the master of the baseball, so you'll be getting a baseball that Charles will have you sign because he gets all the AVN Hall of Famers to sign their baseball. So I'll be looking for that for Charles. Again, don't forget Valentina Fox is going to be our guest next week. We want to tune in for her. Lovely lady, and she's going to talk about her career. Hey, Misty, we've been doing this a half hour now. Does it seem like a half hour?
No.
I know.
You're having fun.
Time goes fast. You're having fun like this. Let's go to Beck. Rebecca, question for Misty Rain. See what
Hi,
you
Misty.
Have to show up to.
Hi.
Hi. I was a little late for the party, but I made it. Thank you, Patrick, for having me as well. Misty, my question, which is usually my most, it's the best question. Out of everything that you've ever done and experienced and been to, what would you say like your top one or two places you've been or things you've done that you feel like that those were like the epitome of your career? Like what's the cool stuff?
Okay. excuse me, a couple things. The very first time that I went to Europe was called the Me Sex Show, and it was in Milan, Italy, and it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. The Italians went crazy, okay, and then we were, it was like we were rock stars, you know, we were like shuttled behind backstage this way and that way, and then when we finally got out to a spot where we were gonna do the signing, they had those glass tables, you know, the display tables. They got smashed. They were, you know, they were pushing, just trying to reach at you and touch you. And then the bodyguards, these huge guys were bodyguards, and they were taking us backstage. It was like 25,000 people in the whole place in the stadium, and I was blown away. Like this. Fabulous. It was so much fun. It was so cool. And after that, we got to drive around. We drove all the way up to Amsterdam, met a whole bunch of people up there in Amsterdam, and then we drove back down. So that was an exciting trip. That whole trip was really fun. And I have to say, some of the highlights are definitely the AVN show. When you arrive and you walk down the red carpet, it's really thrilling to see everybody on the sides and they're taking pictures and all that kind of stuff is fun. And also going to, we used to get to go to the Cannes Film Festival, the one that's in the south of France down there. Mm-hmm. And we got to go to a castle and the whole show was so beautiful. And
oh man, I bet that was fun.
Really treated like gold at all the shows, you know, and even like in the 90s at the APN shows. And always, you know, we were treated really well by our fans. I always thought so. So we were always treated respectfully and had fun with it. And, you know, even when lines of people at the shows and stuff, they waited patiently and they were nice. And, you know, it was, yeah, I liked all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And being awesome. Being on set was fun too.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you. And thank you, Patrick, for having me and allowing me to jump in. But yeah, no, I always think it's fun to hear, like, out of everything you've ever done, what's the, you know, the cool stuff, right? Yeah. Castles are always cool.
Oh yeah. And the traveling and then being there with all the different stars and stuff and in another country where it's just fabulous. It was really neat.
Yeah, we actually just put an advertisement in ASN Lifestyle Magazine for a castle in Denmark that does like a lifestyle retreat. And I thought, oh man, that'd be so much fun. So yeah, I think all the castles, all that stuff over there sounds so cool. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it
definitely adds to the aesthetic.
Oh yeah, for sure. Cool pictures.
Yeah. Thanks, Beck, for stopping by. Always great to see you. And now you're not going to be at the Chicago Exotica?
Well, so that changed.
Oh, excellent.
So apparently I will be at the Chicago Exotica. Me and Dear Nikki, and I'll be with our brand ambassador for the ASN, the 24 ASN Awards show, Foxy Darlin. And I'll probably be, I don't like booths because I'm a talker and I like to go around and talk to people and, you know, spread my stuff out. So a lot of times I avoid having a booth because I don't get to see as many people, right? I'm locked down to that one area and really my job's to talk to all the vendors and stuff. So me and the girls will be running around passing out ASN merch and, you know, just having a good time meeting everybody and talking about Oh, and nominations are open, by the way, for the ASN Awards until March 31st. So everybody get your favorites nominated for because you only have till the 31st, and then we go to the top five.
Sounds good. Well, you'll have to stop by. And we have got a couple of special events. We're going to do a pizza party, and we're going to have some wings. And so anyway,
woo-hoo!
If you're available at those times, the on our Facebook group, those times are set. So if you can join us, come on out and have some pizza with us and
I'll definitely check it out.
8 o'clock on Saturday night, I'm just whipped. My feet are burning, and it's time for some wings. and you know, I'm one of those idiots that goes to Hooters because I like the wings.
You know, I'm in Hooters more often than not. I won't even lie. I'm there a lot, right? And you're like, don't you get tired of seeing boobies? No. 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 Sorry.
Yep.
Pretty much how it goes for me too, y'all.
We'll make
so
sure.
So maybe I am one of the boys around here. Sorry. Sorry, Misty.
No, I'm the same way. No, I've heard it all. Yeah, that comes from being around it all. Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Well, we'll see you back when you come to Exotic in Chicago, and that's it's kind of a cool thing. So anyway.
Yeah, I'll check those out.
Yeah. All right. Joseph's with us. Joseph, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How's everybody?
Good. Question for Misty Rain.
Alrighty. A lot of the ones I had thought of were already asked, so I'm going to go with a traditional one. Misty, how are you doing? Wanted to check and see, how did you get started in the adult industry?
I already had known Chad. And him and I, we went to the AVN, AVN show in Las Vegas, but he knew somebody. I can see her face and I can't see her name. Oh. Chad. Oh, he's not in here. Anyway, oh no, I'm not gonna remember her name. What was the girl's name who you knew in the industry the very, 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 very beginning? With the short hair, remember? She went to the river and shot the movie with her.
Cindy Cox.
No. Way. And then she went with PT later. She was PT's girlfriend. Huh. Do you remember?
Oh, man.
You remember? It was the one who he said was going to get you into the industry. She had short hair. I can almost.
Fine?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, I might think of it anyway. So there was another girl that he said he knew that you met. And then that's why we went to the AVN show.
Gianna?
No.
At the con?
No. I'll think of it. I'll think of it.
The one with...
Is it Julie? No. Julie. Anyway. No, it's not. Anyway, sorry about that. Anyway, but he had met somebody. I don't know how. At a bachelor party. You met her at a bachelor party and she gave you the card.
Carlot.
Didn't she go? She didn't go to the river with us. That was a different girl. Anyway, so it was Carlot. And he met her. So then we went because she invited us to go to the AVN show. And that's where I met a couple of people. And that's where I met
Jamie Lee.
That's who I was trying to think of.
Gina Fine.
Yeah, some of those girls from back then. Way back then. They got us into the business anyway. So, but mostly just going around, you know what? We went around the AVN show, walked around the floor, you know, put a sexy outfit on, and people were like, hey, what's up? So it didn't take long. We came back to California, and we were ready to shoot pretty soon after that.
All right.
And it was also Patrick Collins, who I first shot for, and then he was in cahoots with Bruce Seven. And then it took off from there.
Okay.
All right.
Fantastic. Sorry that took so long. I told you I wasn't going to remember these things.
All right. Thanks, Joseph, for stopping by. It's always great to have you along with our stars tonight. Paulo, our international guest tonight. Paulo from Peru. Go ahead.
Hello, Patrick. Hello, Misty.
Hello.
You are the beautiful woman.
Thank you.
I have one question. Tell me about that, your first name and first scent, please.
My first name?
No, first movie and first scent.
Oh, my first scene? I told you I wasn't going to remember this stuff. There were a couple of them that might have been the first one. There was one that I did with, I'm not going to remember his name either. Okay, and then another first scene was with Gina Fine. And I'm not going to remember the name of that movie either, but it was with Gina Fine. And she blew my mind, okay? I didn't know that you could do all this. Pretty much when I got there, I had never really watched that much porn either. I was not really following in anybody's footsteps or thinking I'm going to act like this or I'm going to, I was just kind of going out there raw. And then when I was with Gina and she was kind of crazy, she was spitting and doing all these things and da da da. I was just like, what? Okay. You know, this is crazy. Yeah, so it was kind of crazy at the time. And I think one of my first scenes might have been with Chad, just to get into the business for somebody who I can't think of again.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Paulo, always appreciate Paulo stopping by. Mike, I see you've unmuted. A question for Misty Rain.
Okay.
Mike is being intrusive, so we'll just mute him back there. Let's go to Eric is with us. Eric's from the great state of California. Eric, how are we doing today?
Oh, not too much anyway there. Just see the Misty. You used to work around the airport. Yeah, a lot has changed around there probably since. So the places you probably worked at are no longer there anymore anyway there. And I probably say you said about the Pussycat Theater. Well, the only one repurposed was the one in Chatsworth, where it's now called the Madrid Theater. But most pretty much out here in California, they're gone. They've been torn down and moved on from there. So that's the only one left. That one left has been repurposed, called the Madrid Theater out in Chatsworth there. So I used to live in Van Nuys. I'd go over there occasionally. I'd drive by there, but never went in there or anything. It didn't have anything I was interested in to see there.
No, yeah. Wouldn't that be interesting to only see the films in a theater? You know, that must have been interesting, you know.
Yeah, there was once a Santa Ana theater, used to be a Mitchell Brothers theater, but then that eventually got destroyed now. Now there's a huge shopping center, the place in Santa Ana for that there. I went there, and after I turned 18, I went there and saw a few movies there anyway there too, because figured, yeah, why should. And then there was one Buena Park near Knott's Berry Farm, but then again, that's gone too anyway there.
Oh, yeah, well, you got to go. I mean, if you're 18,
that's right.
You might as well
go. Yeah, if you're over 18, go ahead and go. After you turn 18, go ahead and give it a try. It's like I turned 70, and I went to an R-rated movie for the first time. I did that, and that was great.
We got to go to 42nd Street when it was still, there was a couple of places still around there back in that day. You know, they've changed all that, too, down there in New York.
Yeah, but I haven't been to New York yet. I'd like to try it one day soon.
Well, they had like a thing in the middle, and then you put the money in, and the window would either go up or down, and then the
oh yeah, they had the, I experienced one of those in Seattle where they'd be dancing behind there anyway there, and then you'd be doing so. There's one where they'd be seeing you up there, then there'd be like a mirrored one you can get behind there, and then they could dance right in front of it and even get up close to you with their bodies there and do tricks you can think there. I was in Seattle anyway. I forget what the name of it is, but it was on HBO's Real Sex, if I remember right there. I can't remember the name of it anyway there.
Well, you know, a lot of people maybe don't.
Yeah, I was up there for training for my job.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you got to find out where the clubs are. One of those
Westin Hotel in downtown Seattle.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, those two towers, they're like two towers, two circular towers going up there. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't traveled in a little while.
Sure. Well, appreciate that, Eric. I know when I turned 18, I went to the post office. And I registered for the draft, and I got myself a post office box, and I got a subscription to Hustler magazine. I was the only one in high school that had a subscription to Hustler magazine.
You had that all planned out.
Oh yes, my gosh. By God, if I was going to serve my country and register for the draft, I was going to get the post office box, and I was going to get that fucking Hustler magazine. And so then we used the post office box to get all these loops. And we had... And the kid's forgiven me since then, but there was a kid at the lunch table where I was kind of picked on. You know, he's got one kid you kind of picked on. I don't know if you call it bully, but anyway, we picked on him a little bit. And so, but then we found out that his family owned a Super 8 millimeter movie projector. And Tim got to sit at our lunch table every day because on Wednesdays, we would show those loops when his mom and dad would work late. At his house, we'd have kind of like a little semicircle and watch those loops. And anyway, he was cool because his dad had a Super 8 movie projector.
That's way cool. Yeah, that's way cool. Because you had the ad in the back of the magazine and you had to cut it out or something and send it in to get yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly what we had. Yeah, yeah. And Tim, yeah. So Tim went viral here. He works at a... I don't know if he works at an IHOP or whatever, but he does magic. And there was a magic trick he did for a kid. And anyway, it went viral. About 5 billion people saw this thing. And anyway, he probably doesn't want to bring up that we always went to his house on Wednesdays to watch porn. So.
That's okay. That was back in the day.
Yeah. And my senior, we went to the junior senior prom. And I didn't have a date. And so I was 18 when it rolled around my junior senior prom. So I just drove to the porno theater and watched Wanda Whips Wall Street. So later I told Victoria, Veronica Hart, I told her we went to prom together. And she says, say what? And I said, well, she says, was I any good? I said, well, you put out. So anyway, Richard Pacheco, another question is we've heard a little bit about Misty Rain.
Yeah, you've been talking about Chad. Yeah. Is Chad your husband?
Yeah, yeah.
But, and were you married when you started in the business?
No, not until even after. And we had one daughter, and so we got married because we had a daughter.
Uh-huh.
Because the family is so bad.
Well, I'm married, and I was married my whole career. And I'd like to hear you talk about what was it like to have a partner and then go off to work and then come home And how did that grow and change over the years for you?
Well, because
that you'd like to share with us.
Yeah, but guess, well, for him, he was always there with me. He was ended up to be a producer too, and he would be an actor also. And so he would like to go along with all the time. And we made our own films for a long time. I forget how many years, maybe about 4 or 5 years. And we started traveling around all over Europe. We did, I don't know, 6 or 7, maybe more different cities. And did shot the talent in different cities. So we ended up kind of making a career out of it together. But at the same time, you know, on that note, because I was with him, I don't think I would have been able to do the business by myself, you know. I feel like maybe people would have maybe, you know, asked me out too many times, too much or something like that. I felt kind of protected.
You were.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you were an industry couple.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Not really where it was like totally, you know, we were just always together, you know, and, but we had, you know, well, yeah, I guess we were just always together, you know, but we weren't married or anything. It wasn't like, you know, full commitment yet. I think people put us together, sort of. I don't know. Yeah. He's been around a long time.
I talked earlier. Is Chad available to kind of duck his head in? And we can do a whole hour with Chad sometime, too. That's not a big deal. But I just want to at least have people talk about this. See the imaginary friend you've been talking to the whole time.
Okay, Chad.
It's time for your close-up.
Curtain call.
They want to see you.
Chad had a unique physical trait that I won't go into much, but anyway, you could always tell who Chad was. Hey, there he is.
What's up, guys? What's
hey.
Up?
Great to see you. It's great to see you. Now, what year did you get in the business?
1990 or 89?
No, it was
like 91. Oh, 91.
91. Okay. And you made over 50 movies as I see on my sheet here too.
Wow.
Me?
Yeah.
Not in your chair, Ram, I'm good. Yeah. I like the Neil part. Like kind of hide behind her, you know? Hey, no, I don't know. I mean, I did a lot of, you know, most of mine were all box covers. So they're easy to remember. No, just kidding. No, I probably like, you know, 100 movies, I'd say, at least.
Okay. Well, certainly I think
you've done a lot more than, right. I think, I don't know. We had a filmography going for a while. We could probably get it to you. You could post it up.
Okay.
It lists all the movies, pretty much all the movies she's ever did. We turned it into the clubs when they were going to hire her. And they'd have a complete list of all the movies that she's done.
Okay. Well, certainly I want your autograph on that poster too that she signed. So just find a blank spot somewhere
okay, cool.
Use that Sharpie and put Chad Thomas on that as well too, because that'd be great. All those people on that poster, this is why I'm kind of so specific about it. The poster is an AFAA poster, the American Film Adult Film Association of America. And that existed up until mid-1992. So anybody who appeared from 68 to 92, those are the people I want on that poster. So that's kind of why I'm
okay.
Picky about
that's
that.
That's cool. So on the top, right, we got Buck. Buck?
He's the one
where
where
are you from, Buck?
I'll unmute him here. You guys kind of know each other. Oops, I'll get him unmuted here.
Unmute. There you go. Okay, I'm from Hatfield, PA. I'm 20 miles north of Philadelphia.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Benjamin.
I don't think that Chad has made the connection to Buck.
Yeah, Buck? I'm the one that bought the AVN awards. I texted you. I was the one texting you with the awards for the awards.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, I've never seen your face though. Hey, you look familiar. Okay, cool. All right, well now I put a face, you know, to the trophies.
You know, hey, thanks.
Cool. So, Benjamin, what about you? Where are you from?
Just a man from D.C.
Where?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow. Are you into politics or what?
No, most friends are. I actually work. I'm a librarian.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome, bro.
Yeah, working for Marilyn Lynching Memorial Project now, where so digitizing all materials related victims.
But you look familiar. Wow,
that's a huge job. And then we got James.
Benjamin, you look familiar.
I bet member of the group, but aside from that, I show up at the DC Exotica. Beyond that,
like the AVNs back then.
Oh, definitely or not. Clubs? No, I'm
seeing the clubs and.
I'd be way too for had been at the AVNs back then.
What about like the clubs like in like 2000 early 2000s? No, oh, I don't know.
No, you were familiar. I'm actually still still mid 30s, so like I wouldn't have been. Yeah.
That mean I'm old? No,
just beard ad for 10 years.
So James, well, Chad, I'm the one that got you dragged onto the camera. My name is Richard Pacheco. I had a career before you guys started in the industry, and I just want to extend my congratulations to both of you as a couple, because I've seen over the years a lot of people come in together, and it blows them apart. They're not able to share the space and the jealousies and all the things that go on in that world. And the fact that you're still together as a loving couple, bravo.
Well, listen, bravo. Hey, once you're soulmates forever. But it's been the best and the worst of times.
Yes, I understand. I was married my whole career too.
Everybody goes through it. How about you, Charles?
Charles, you're being paged.
I was not in the industry. I do enjoy the industry. I love the stories. I love my favorite kind of period of the industries is more like kind of the 80s. I love it when it's like stories and like movies with like plot lines and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as you know, my relationship status, divorce, and currently in a kind of...
Where are you from? Where are you from?
San Francisco.
Oh, wow. Okay, California guy.
Yes, I am. Right,
let's go to Eric.
In San Francisco.
What's up with Eric?
Oh, I'm just out here in San Bernardino right down here, sort of 80 miles outside of L.A.
That's cool.
I miss the Mitchell Brothers Theater.
I was talking to somebody on a Zoom meeting here. Sorry.
You skipped over James. James, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi. I'm from Forest City, Arkansas, the birthplace of Reverend Al Green. I don't know if...
Oh!
Right on. Yeah, that's cool.
And for about 6 years, I was a reviewer. I used to do writing. I used to write, review adult films.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, for about 6 years. I think Melissa Hill said that I was industry adjacent.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, she'd be the one to know, maybe.
She's yeah. Funny.
Okay. That's what about Beck down here? Bex?
Hi. I'm Bex. I'm the International Director of Marketing for ASN Lifestyle Magazine, ASN Entertainment. It's a pleasure to meet you.
That's cool. And where are you at? Where do you live?
I live in Oklahoma. I'm a country girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it actually works. I'm in the middle, and I go east and west coast, so it works.
Better be careful with that haircut. You might get arrested.
I know, right?
I mean, I'm just saying. Local laws are pretty crazy there. God help you, girl.
I know, that's right.
It's okay. All right,
I don't want to talk too much about politics. What about you, Lorenzo?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm in the D.C. area now. I had the pleasure of working law enforcement in the 80s all the way to maybe 2016 and worked in a unit that monitored all of the pornography, everything where we had to monitor every movie that was made, every appearance from any girl, you know, if she was following the rules and all. So I was able to see every actress or actor in all the films.
Oh, wow. Well,
did we get the big thumbs up on it or what?
Oh yeah, Misty Rain did her.
Okay.
Did her stuff good. Cool. Oh yeah, so it's nice to see now later on, you know, how everyone turned out, and you know, because it was good times back then. The movies were different, cinema was different, all the way to the filming that we see now. I've seen it all from the '80s until now, so I appreciated the artistry from, you know, back in the day.
Well, I saw my very first X-rated movie in Washington, D.C. at the Janus Theater.
Oh, wow.
I Am Curious Yellow in 1967.
Oh, wow. My gosh. You don't look that old.
I am.
All right, we got one more guy. What's going on? The good, the bad, and the nerdy movie podcast, Tom.
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm from right outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. So go Balls.
Wow.
I'm actually working on a separate, my movie podcast. I'm actually taking a quick break, but I'm about to start publishing a podcast, a little mini one on the life of Erica Boyer. When I'm hoping to have it finished in a few weeks. I was going to have it done by now, but I had the flu back in February, and it's kind of, sometimes it's hard to get stuff scheduled when you're trying to get over a big bug. But yeah, just big fans of both y'all.
Right on.
Cool. Is Erica still? Did Erica pass away? Erica Boyer.
Oh yeah,
that I'm not sure.
On December 31st, 2009.
Oh wow. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, I was in the movie with her called Talk Dirty to Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she do a good job?
She did a great job.
Okay.
With John Leslie. The two of them were...
I love John Leslie.
A smoking couple.
Love John Leslie. The musician, San Francisco guy. Well, you're from San Francisco.
Well, I'm from Pittsburgh, but I moved to Berkeley for the revolution.
Who is from San Francisco? Benjamin?
Charles.
Oh, Charles right there. Okay, cool.
And there's Paolo. He's from...
No, his microphone's off.
And then Adam is from California as well. So I think you pretty much got everybody covered.
California dominated.
Again. Grab the horn.
That's
Adam. Thanks for sharing all your stories.
Adam, go ahead.
I'm from Cincinnati, actually.
Oh, okay.
We'll let Queen Bee take over.
And I work technical support like you, Patrick. I do web
database
development.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let the Queen Bee take over. Thanks for everybody's comments.
You bet. And sometime, Chad, maybe down the road, we'll get you on here for an hour and you can tell your side of the story.
Oh, man. You better get ready for some nasty shit. I got lots of stories that guys love to hear.
Great.
Peace cool. out.
We'll love to hear you on and just go ahead and sign that poster as well, too. So anyway, Misty, it has been wonderful to have you here. It just, the hour has flown by.
It's an hour?
It's an hour. We're done. We're just, we're on the downside of it now. I'm just about ready to promote how you can find us on Twitter is @JizzTalking. Our website, JizzTalking.com. You can find us on Instagram @JizzTalking, Facebook @JizzTalking. And you can even find us on Pinterest @JizzTalking. We've got a nice pancake recipe up there for you. You can look at that as well, too. So don't forget, we're on YouTube. This is going to go on YouTube and 17 different podcasts, audio podcasts by tomorrow morning. We send this up and then it goes. And then tomorrow morning, you're going to look up Misty Rain Jizz Talking, and it's going to be like pages and pages and pages of Misty Rain on Google. So anyway, that's maybe.
Patrick, I want to give Rebecca a message if I can.
You bet you can.
Rebecca, I would love to get your email address so I can send you something. Give it to Patrick when you get a chance, and then I'll contact you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. So anyway, don't forget, you can see us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@JizzTalking, and you can see all of our great Jizz Talking shows here. Plus, I've got Patrick Presents. Plus, I got some other miscellaneous stuff, too. So, again, Misty, it is so great to have you here. We're going to do our autograph signing. The due date on that is May 15th. We're going to wait till Exotica gets over with. And then May 15th, I'll send you a pile of stuff, or we'll order your pile of stuff, and together we're going to have a pile of stuff.
Okay. We'll do a pile of stuff.
All right, great. Again, Misty, thank you so much. Any closing words you want to say to the group?
Oh, no, but I really appreciate everyone coming to meet me, too. I mean, you know, it's an honor to be remembered and thought of. Thank you very much.
Yes, it is.
We do a lot of that here. So anyway,
okay.
Again, next week, our guest will be Valentina Fox. So don't forget to check that out next week as well. So again, just talking, coming back at you next week. I hope you're here. Bye-bye.